Chelsea's financial calamity has been laid bare after it was revealed they posted the most severe operating loss of any Premier League club in history last season. Their operating loss was a staggering £249 million, almost £100 million more than their nearest rival, Leicester, who recorded a £152 million deficit. They also had the most expensive squad, valued at £1.117 billion, and the second highest wage bill in the top flight of £404 million, not far behind Manchester City. It has also emerged that Chelsea sold a hotel to Blue Co., the consortium led by Todd Boehly and Clearlake, who bought the club in May 2022 for £76.3 million in a bid to stay within the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules. While they splashed £745 million on player purchases, they only recouped £203 million in player sales. Chelsea spent the most in amortization, transfer fees spread across a player's contract, with a whopping £205 million. That included a then-British transfer record of £107 million on Enzo Fernandez from Benfica in January 2023. Months later, they smashed that record by purchasing Moises Caicedo from Brighton for £115 million, which will be included in the accounts for 2023-24 when they are released. Their borrowing for the year was £428 million. All of this elaborate spending, outstripping their rivals in almost every financial department, led to Chelsea finishing 12th in the Premier League. This is the first time that Clearlake Capital has released accounts during their reign at Stamford Bridge. This fresh wave of information comes amid fears over the club's lavish spending in the 2023-24 campaign. Chelsea spent a staggering £75.1 million on agents' fees alone between February 1, 2023, and February 1, 2024, as revealed by the Football Association on Friday. Chelsea recorded the highest operating loss in history last season. Chelsea's operating loss £249 million. Tottenham £55 million. Arsenal £39 million. Manchester City £36 million. Manchester United £31 million. Liverpool £23 million. That was partly down to an exorbitant summer spend, with Caicedo, Christopher Nkunku, Nicholas Jackson, Romeo Lavia, Cole Palmer, and more joining in multi-million pound deals. The club's spending on new signings under Boehly has already passed £1 billion in under 2 years. And their fondness for amortization will have to be rethought. In December, Premier League clubs agreed to limit the amortization period to 5 years instead of 8. Chelsea was, interestingly, one of 15 clubs to vote in favor of it. For example, if a club bought a player for £8 million, they used to be able to register that as a £1 million spend per season for the next 8 years to keep on the right side of financial regulations. That would now be £1.6 million per season for 5 years. The new rules will not be backdated, meaning fees for players such as Moises Caicedo will still be spread over the 8-year contract he signed last summer. Brentford was the only club to post an operating profit in 2022-23, managing £4 million. They spent the least on player wages and amortization and had the second lowest spend on their squad. Everton and Nottingham Forest have been hit with penalties this season for breaking PSR rules in recent seasons. Premier League PSR rules permit clubs to lose £105 million over the 3-year window, and the Independent Commission found Everton exceeded that by £16.6 million up to 2022-23. Everton were hit with a 10-point penalty back in November for a PSR breach relating to the 3-year period that ended in the 2021-22 season. This was reduced to 6 on appeal in February. Recently, they were hit with another 2-point dock. This second breach, for which Everton was referred to an independent commission back in January, relates to the 3-year accounting period ending in the 2022-23 campaign. Relegation rivals Nottingham Forest were docked 4 points in March for falling foul of PSR regulations. They too launched an appeal. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.